train approaching your station will be a Metra Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. I got to update that Overlook photo. All the leaves are gone. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Welcome. This is Voices Carry Live. We are broadcasting from the beautiful village of Cary. My name is Randy Scott for the third time in a row. welcome. This podcast is for you. What we do here is provide an alternative to social media. We're trying to, it's an independent venture. It's not ran by any municipality. There's no limit on what we can or can't do here. But there are the guardrails of keeping it positive and respectful. So, yeah, welcome. And we've had a lot of momentum lately. We have a lot of emails and that we'll be responding to Monday on air. And then also the comments. We love the comments as well. I've seen an increase in likes, so I appreciate the support. It is wind in my sails, but I with it being the day before Thanksgiving, I thought we'd do talk a little turkey about how, you know, Cary became what it is. Has a really big farming history. Back in the like 1830s, people came here and it was just a patchwork of, farm and prairie and dreams. And they decided to lay some roots down, metaphorically and physically. Decided to start farming the land. I have some aerial views and some old articles I thought we'd go through. And then I was going to try to do my best to tie it back to what we can do today to also put our roots down and be active in the community. And how, you know, at the Thanksgiving table, instead of maybe talking about national politics, we can talk about, you know, allocate maybe 10% of the national politic talk this Thanksgiving to just small town happenings, just what's going on in the town, what's going on, you know, what did you see on Voices Cary that you can get your family into? Like, is there local events that I've reported on that you've found interesting, like, the Cary Gymnastics having the weekend open gym, or the Cary Park District events, stuff like that, to take an interest in our local town and once again put down those roots into the town like our early ancestors did. So welcome to this day before Thanksgiving, Voices Cary. Let's get into it. The Cary was founded by a gentleman named William Denson Cary. He, in 1841, $1.25 an acre. Pennies on the dollar. Purchased 82 acres. And he was located at 9 West Main Street. And that picture right up there is a bust of him that the Cary Park District put up. And that's over by the JC Park, actually, where our Voices Cary Christmas tree is going to be, right there by the post office and the office buildings there. The McHenry County Historical Society has this resources page where you can type in everything on there is now digital. Archive of it to where you can search all the individual articles. So I did some fun keywords and pulled in some stuff from around that time period. Oh, this was from the McHenry plane dealer. And this right here, a string of 9 horses from the Hertz farm near Cary won 14 ribbons at the Illinois State Fair last week. Leonard Hertz, 14-year-old son of the head of the Yellow Taxi Company, who owns the Cary farm, captured the prize in the pony jumping contest. So I thought that was from a little article from ...1881. Can you believe, like, that article just, like, from last week won some awards from the state fair? So that's just the beginning of that. That's just a little taste of it. And then this Woodstock, getting a little closer, Woodstock's Sentinel. They had the tagline of McHenry County's leading newspaper. That was on July 8th, 1920. I think that McHenry plane dealer was actually a little later. It's hard to... Yeah, the McHenry plane dealer might be a newer article, but that the Woodstock Sentinel, this one's a little clearer. I can see this. It's 1920. And then this one says, "Fine horses at Cary." The Smith farm at Cary, recently purchased by John Hertz, the yellow cabman, is now the most interesting place for lovers of fine horses to visit. Mr. Hertz owns some of the finest horses in the world. He is using the newly purchased farm as a summer home and for the purpose of raising fine-blooded Kentucky horses. Improvements are being made on the farm, and it is believed that when they are completed, this Cary farm with its 60 or 70 fine horses will be one of the show places of the state, which it did become. The articles that I found mainly pulled from the Hertz residence, but there was a lot of, you know, we all know the mink farm history. There was a mink farm, but then a lot of agriculture as well. There was, this photo. The Curtis Candy Company had a farm where they raised bulls and horses, and they had the Curtis Candy Company, the Butterfinger and the Baby Ruth. It's in the intro. You can see, I'll play the intro. You can see a lot of the Curtis Candy Company stuff in this intro here, if you never noticed it. Yeah, they had a heavy presence in this area, so they actually injected a lot of tourism and commerce and put Cary on the map for that. Once it moves away from the horses, you'll be able to see that. Like the Baby Ruth right there. So we had a lot in this area going on. I heard a story about the Curtis Candy Company and the Curtis breeding facility. They actually had air-conditioned stables. So when you, it's like they had they were really well taken care of. So that was really a fun story to hear about that. And just you can see on this picture. It just, there's so many, there's stories from this picture, and it's like it's talking to you almost. The Woodstock Sentinel, this one from 1856. It says the Woodstock Sentinel devoted to politics, agriculture, and general intelligence. Things we need more of today. This was cool. This was a transportation schedule for the train that ran through. It was not Metra at the time. They had Chicago, St. Paul, and Fond du Lac, Wisconsin Railroad. And it was open to Harvard, 63 miles northwest of Chicago. And if you look at the timetable there, it says it leaves Harvard at 7:30 a.m. and then comes to Cary at 8:55. It says daily freight train leaves. That's when we actually used freight locally. Station in Chicago, corner of Kinsey and Walter Street. It was really fun. I highly recommend going to the McHenry County Historical Society and just browsing, typing in a few keywords. There goes a train actually right now. That one's got to get to Crystal Lake by 8:35, according to this schedule. Yeah, just go in there and type a few keywords, and you can look up maybe even family members. I found a few names just in articles that I knew just locally from being around town, and it was fun to see that. There's a picture of the train station from back then. So yeah, these early settlers, they cultivated a community, literally one corn stalk at a time. Some of the fields that they used to carve out now have our homes and schools. And some of the, now fast forward to today, we have the Cary Farmers Market, which we can all support. And maybe one day we can bring agriculture and land use agreements back into the area. Kind of tying into that, I'm using a Randy transition, a Randy nerd. I had a comment saying, is that a Bible on your table? It is not a Bible, even though I do have a Bible, but this is not a Bible. This is a pocket reference guide that has pretty much everything you need to know if you're a nerd. Even if you're not a nerd, it has like everything. And it's not, I found it from the Mythbusters. Adam Savage from the Mythbusters said, you need to buy this. So that was enough for me to go find it. I think I got it from Amazon. He actually got it from a local hardware store where they filmed in California. But yeah, it has conversion tables and stuff. So I'm a nerd at heart. So this is going to be a Randy transition. So kind of tying in with how we can be thankful here at home and kind of breathe life into the dreams that our early settlers once had once again is by being selfish. It's actually a good thing to be selfish when done properly. And my meaning by that is I'm going to show you, hold that thought, put a pin in that. That was not meant to be a teaser, but put a pin in that. Historic aerials. I'll show you some aerials here. That's 90, that's actually 2021. That's what Cary looked like. You can see 14 there. And that is from 1941. That's 1941. So when they say patchwork of prairies and farmland, you can kind of see the patchwork if you've never been up in a plane. if you hear the word patchwork, you might have a hard time envisioning it, but that is what the majority of the United States looks like up in a plane, is patchwork. And those early settlers braved the winters and worked the land. And now we have our community today, with the homes. And that's what this podcast is just trying to, all those homes, we need to talk to one another. We need to get invested in our community and start just having conversation about what needs to be done. I think, you know, national politics is really entertaining, and there's a lot of money that is put into making national politics really entertaining. And a byproduct of that is most of us are invested in the happenings of national politics. And it even after, I was hoping some of it would die down, but it actually, the machine just keeps going. So like around the holidays, or even not around the holidays, this whenever, when, you know, all the time, maybe just start with 5% of the time that you invest in local politics or national politics, and you know, your favorite sports team, take 5% and dive into something like a local issue, or something that affects you and your family locally, or find a activity that you can do locally. You know, national stuff is fun, but we need to start paying attention to what's going on in our hometown and surrounding areas. And getting back to selfishness, it's actually okay to be selfish when done properly. This is the Randy transition. If you've ever been on an airplane and you looked up, you see this, and they all have that demonstration of, like if there's a depressurization of the cabin, the air masks fall, and we all think that there's a big old oxygen tank at the bottom of the airplane, and it feeds all the oxygen masks. But that's actually not how it works. If you take that cover off, you can see that little canister there, and then two oxygen masks. That little canister doesn't hold oxygen, it holds chemicals. And when you pull the oxygen mask down, that's why they say the bag might not inflate, but the air is flowing. Because when you pull that oxygen mask down, it pulls a pin that has a chemical reaction in it and actually generates heat. And the byproduct of that chemical reaction is oxygen. But if you listen to the FAA mandated speech that Chris Farley gave so beautifully in his movie, I forget if it was Black Sheep or Tommy Boy. They say to put the mask on first before helping your loved ones. We need, that's what I mean by being, you can be selfish. Is it's not really considered being selfish if you're, you know, take some time to invest in your family. Take steps to, make sure the cupboards are full, and your hearts are full, and then you'll be able to be in a position to help others. It's a Randy transition. And then I have one more The Woodstock Sentinel. This one's from 1857. 1857. They had a original poetry write-in. So this is all the way back in 1857. They had a article that featured pieces of poetry from people in the area that you could write in. And a woman from, a woman from Cary wrote in 1857 and wrote this. It's right there on the bottom there. This is what she wrote. A home in the country, away from the din of the busy gay throng and the tumult therein. Away from the city, oh then let us roam and seek a dear spot in the country, a home. Miss H.A. Thomas of Cary. And there's some terms in there. Gay was an old French term for full of joy. This was 1857. Throng, a large, dense crowd. That's what throng meant. And tumult, loud confusion or disorder. A home in the country, away from the din of the busy, gay throng and the tumult therein. Away from the city, oh then let us roam and seek a dear spot in the country, a home. Cary. So when you're, raise a glass, raise a mason jar this Thanksgiving, and talk about what affects you locally. Talk about what you appreciate, and the people that we appreciate. We certainly here in Cary appreciate everybody who goes to work for us for the village, and for all the companies, businesses, and homes and families that make our village a beautiful place to live. And I am, from the bottom of my heart, I'm thankful for that. So from my family to yours, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And all the way back in 1851, all the way back from 1837, I'm sure they'd say the same, to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And much like this photo, we can be a family. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you Monday.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.